WelcomeTo.org, KGNU's look at local nonprofits. Crowning 20 years of awards to outstanding women in the area, the Boulder Chamber of Commerce will honor five new recipients at its annual Women Who Light the Community celebration June 10th. Polly Buster introduces us to this year's honorees. Let's start with 7-year-old Zoe.
She has worked with her fellow classmates to raise money for Save the Whale campaign. She has led a writing campaign.
She requested of President Obama that we establish a Native American Day. I love it. What an inspiration. Well, what about Anna Densky of Boulder Food Rescue?
So Anna found that, you know, there was a lot of leftover food in restaurants. So what she has done is she has formed an organization that uses volunteers who ride their bicycles. And therefore, there's no carbon emitted to pick up the food from the restaurants and deliver it to the homeless shelters and places like that.
I can see that these gals are visionaries as well. That's wonderful. What about Lori Canova of I Have a Dream in Boulder County?
She has taken I Have a Dream to being the largest in the country for the I Have a Dream Foundation. She's also been very instrumental in the Crayons to Calculators program that is looking for donations to provide supplies to students who need assistance with those supplies.
I bet you find this with a number of your awardees, that they're women who are doing a variety of projects, lots of projects. They're all over the place. All right, what about Jane Miller, the author?
The book is Sleep Your Way to the Top and Other Myths About Business Success, to offer advice, particularly to women, but young people who are trying to figure out how to be successful in today's business environment. She's also developed a website called Jane Knows, where she also tries to offer an interactive opportunity for young entrepreneurs to be able to ask questions, but also do some research as to how they could be successful.
So she really acts as a mentor as well.
Very much a mentor. She's very involved in the Women's Leadership Council, and she's been a senior executive in multiple multinational companies.
And Elena Aranda fills out your list of five. She's at El Centro Amistad.
She's constantly on the go developing programs and supporting women, particularly Latino women, in our community, and helps to make sure that they have access to education so that they, too, can develop their skills and improve their economic situations.
So why does the Chamber have this annual tradition of honoring women?
Chamber recognizes that women are vital and critical to the over economic balance and vitality of our community. They came up with this idea, and it evolved into this Women Who Light the Community, sponsored by the Boulder Women's Leadership Group.
Is the idea to encourage other women to step up, to be inspired by the work that you're highlighting from each year's awardees?
I would also say that connectivity is important, because a lot of these women who have been honored are coming back year after year and meeting other young entrepreneurs and other young businesswomen and sharing their stories.
Women Who Light the Community will celebrate this year's five awardees June 10th. More information is at boulderchamber.com. For their link and another listen, go to our blog at kgnu.org/dotorg.